Title, Festa slash be referencing, for smoky late night moods advanced. Alright, let's build a Festa slash be referencing setup in Ableton Live that's actually useful for mixing drum and bass in that smoky, late night zone. You know the vibe, control top end, weighty but disciplined sub, drums that bite without getting shiny, and this hazy sense of space that sits behind the groove instead of smearing it. The whole point today is speed and honesty. Feed, because if you can't switch instantly, your brain starts filling in the gaps and you'll make bad calls. Honesty, because if the reference is louder, you'll prefer it even if it's not the balance you want. By the end, you'll have a clean A/B switch, loudness matched, routed safely, plus a 30-second checklist you can run any time you feel lost. First, pick your references. Keep it to one or two tracks maximum. More than that and you're just doom-scrolling auto. Try to match tempo, around 170 to 175, and match the type of drum programming. Roller to roller, halftime to halftime, that kind of thing. And here's a pro move. Pick one vibe reference and one technical reference. Vibe is for atmosphere, darkness, haze. Technical is for drum punch, low-end translation, and overall loudness behavior. Now, step 1. Import the reference and isolate it. Create an audio track and name it REF. Drag your reference track audio in. In the clip view, if the track is already the correct tempo and you don't want Ableton touching the transients, turn warp off. If you absolutely need warping, be careful. For drum-heavy material, Beats Mode usually keeps punch better than Complex Pro, which can smear things if you lean on it. And an important rule, do not let the reference accidentally get processed by your mix. No sends to your reverbs, no going through your master chain, none of that. The reference has to stay like the real world, not like your project. Step 2. Build two buses, mix bus and ref bus, and one final monitor lane. Create three audio tracks named MIX bus, ref bus, and print slash monitor. Now route your project into MIX bus for each group or channel in your session, like drums, bass, music, FX, set audio to MIX bus. Then on mix bus, set audio to print slash monitor. Next route the reference. On the REF track, set audio to REF bus. And on ref bus, set audio to print slash monitor. What you've just done is super important. Both your mix and the reference now hit the same final listening path. That means whatever metering you add or monitor checks like mono apply equally. You're comparing apples to apples. Step 3. Make the A/B switch fast and safe using stock devices. The cleanest method is utilities on the buses. Put a utility on MIX bus, and another utility on REF bus. Now hit MIDI map mode. Map the mute button on the MIX bus utility to a key or controller button. Then map the mute on the REF bus utility to another key or button. If you want to keep it dead simple on a keyboard, use A for mix and B for ref. The goal behavior is, press A, your mix plays and the reference is muted. Press B, the reference plays and your mix is muted. And here's a teacher note, make sure you're not ever hearing both at once, even for a split second, because you'll get a fake loudness jump and it'll mess with your judgment. Clean switching is everything. Now step 4, loudness match. This is non-negotiable. Your reference is mastered. Your work in progress mix probably isn't. If you don't level match, you will chase loudness and brightness and you'll ruin the vibe. On ref bus, add a utility for gain trim. Optionally add a limiter after it as a safety, with a ceiling around -1 dB, just in case. On print slash monitor, add mirroring, spectrum and a simple meter. For spectrum, if you can, use a larger block size like 4096 so the low end reads more steadily. Here's the procedure. Loop a drop section of your track, about 16 to 32 bars. Then find the same intensity section in the reference and loop it too. Now use the REF bus utility gain to match perceived loudness. Usually you'll end up turning the reference down somewhere around 6 to 10 dB. Don't match peaks, match the feeling. How forward the kick and snare feel, how heavy the sub feels in the room, and where the atmosphere sits. Quick warning, if you've got heavy look-ahead limiters, linear phase EQ, or anything that adds latency on your mix, it can make one option feel punchier just because timing shifted a hair. So while you're making A/B decisions, keep print slash monitor mostly meter only. Save the heady master tools for later, or at least make sure both paths have identical latency. Otherwise, the groove will lie to you. Now step 5, the smoky mood checklist. This is where the late night thing stops beating vague and becomes mixable. When you A/B, listen for one thing at a time, not everything at once, one variable per pass. First, sub contour, roughly 30 to 60 Hz. Is your sub too pure, like a naked sign, compared to the reference? Or is it too long and it masks the kick? Or too short, so it feels weak? Second, kick versus sub relationship. Does the kick have a clear pocket? Compare how much 50 to 90 HC is in the kick on the reference. Some late night tracks keep the kick tighter and let the sub do the weight, but the pocket is always intentional. Third, snare snap versus haze. Smokey DNBA often has a snare with reedal body around 180 to 250 HC and crack around 2 to 5 KHC, but it avoids harshness in the 7 to 10 KHC zone. So if yours is feeling cheap bright, it's often that band. Fourth, top end brightness. Late night references tend to have controlled air. Hats feel silky, not glassy. Check spectrum around 10 to 16 KHC, but decide with your ears. If your hats feel like they're sitting on top of the mix instead of inside it, you're probably too hot up there. Fifth, reverb tail density. Is your space too clean and short, so it doesn't feel like a room? Or is it too wide and washed out, killing punch? Sixth, stereo width discipline. Sub stays mono. Atmos can be wide, sure, but drums should feel solid in the center. Now step six, steer your mix toward that mood using stock Ableton devices, while you /B. For drum bus punch without extra brightness, on your drums group, try glue compressor with a slower attack, like 3 to 10 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then a saturator with soft clip-on, drive maybe 1 to 3 dB. The goal is smoke and density, not fizz. For harsh hats, on hats or perk bus, use EQ8. A gentle shelf down from 10 to 16 kHC by half a dB to 2 dB can instantly move you from daytime to after hours. If there's a glassy ring, notch 7 to 9 kHC with a narrow Q, maybe 1 to 3 dB down. Drum bus can help too, super lightly, and use damp if the top is unruly. For atmosphere haze, create a return called smoke verb. Use hybrid reverb on a plate or chamber. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds depending on density, pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds, high cut 6 to 10 kHE, low cut 150 to 300 HE. You can add echo after it or a dark dotted eighth or quarter, low feedback, filtered. And don't just blast your main snare transient into it. Send ghost notes, rim shots, vocal chops, pads, little bits that imply depth. For bass night character, on the bass group, EQ to reduce mud around 200 to 350 if it's clouding the drum body, add saturator with 1 to 4 dB drive and soft clip, and if resampling has added fizz, a subtle low pass around 12 to 18 kHE can keep it grown and controlled. And here's a sound design extra that matters for translation, smoke harmonic so the bass survives small speakers. Make a parallel chain on the bass, saturator with 3 to 8 dB drive, then EQ8 high pass around 120 to 180 HE. Low pass around 1.5 to 4 kHE. Blend it in quietly. The goal is that, when the sub disappears on a phone, the bass line is still implied. Step 7. Build mono and low-end checks right into the workflow. On print/monitor, add a utility and map the mono button to a key, like M. Now, when you /B in mono, your reference should still feel stable. If yours collapses, it's often stereo low-end, facey whiteness or reverb leaking into the low band. Add one more brutal check. A temporary high pass at 120 HC on print/monitor using EQ8. This is your translation stoplight. When the sub is removed, do you still hear weight through snare body and bass harmonics? If the reference still feels heavy and yours turns into a skeleton, you need more controlled harmonics in the bass, or a touch more support in that 180 to 250 region without turning it muddy. Now step 8, arrangement-aware referencing. Don't only compare drops. Smoky late night DNB often wins in intros and transitions. Make locators like intro atmos, pre-drop tension. Drop A, mid 16 switch, drop B, outro. Then /B, the same type of section. A lot of late night tracks have longer intros with more low mid information than you'd expect, and they keep festival highs restrained. The energy comes from groove, low mid pressure, and evolving micro details, like ghost notes and subtle percussion shifts. Now, two advanced coaching tools to level up your decisions. First, build a decision loop. Pick a 4 to 8 bar loop and always compare that same loop. For example, first 2 bars for groove impression, next 2 for sub-sustain and note changes, next 2 for hat texture and reverb audibility, last 2 for how everything stacks when it hits together. This stops you from chasing different moments and calling it vibe. Second, delta listening with EQ8. If you're thinking my mix isn't as smoky, Put an AQ8 on MIX bus temporarily and sweep a wide bell with a gentle boost, like +2 to +4 dB, Q around 0.7 to 1.2, tweep 180 to 300 for body and glue, 2 to 4.5 kHz for snare forwardness, and 8 to 12 kHz for hat glass. When a band suddenly makes your mix sit in the same room as the reference, you just found the clue. Then undo the big boost and apply a small, purposeful move, usually 0.5 dB to 1.5 dB. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid them fast. Not level matching, routing the reference through your master chain, twitching too slowly, comparing different song moments, fixing everything at once, and over darkening. Smoky does not mean dull. You still need definition in the 2 to 6 kHz area or the track won't feel expensive, it'll just feel covered. Now your mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Drop your reference into REF. Confirm your routing. Everything to MIX bus. Reference to REF bus. Both to print slash monitor. Map it to mix, B to ref, and M to mono. Loudness match the reference using REF bus utility. Then do 3 focus to slash B passes, 30 to 60 seconds each. Pass 1. Sub and kick pocket. Make 1 change only. Pass 2. Snare body versus crack. Make 1 change only. Pass 3. Head air and reverb haze. Make 1 change only. And if you want the next level homework, a 30-minute a slash B sprint. Same loop every time. 3 passes, 3 fixes, no drifting. After each pass, write a tiny 3-line log, what you changed, what improved, and what you will not touch next. That last line is how you stop endless tweaking and actually finish music. Recap, you now have a fast, reliable A/B system in Ableton, mix bus versus ref bus, both hitting the same print slash monitor lane. You've loudness matched the reference with utility so the comparison is fair. You've got a smoky late night checklist, sub contour, kick pocket, snare body and crack, restrained highs, haze and space, mono stability, and translation when the sub disappears. And most importantly, you're working the A/B mindset correctly. Instant switching, same loop, one variable per decision. If you tell me what reference you're using, or at least describe it as roller or halftime, bright or dark, minimal or stacked, I can give you a very specific targets list, frequency zones, dynamics moves, and exactly what to listen for on each A/B toggle.